on Washington's Classical Station. It's the WGMS Great Composer Quiz, and this time it's a quiz about asking permission before you act. Pencils ready. This great composer was so enthusiastic about a certain violinist when he heard him play in concerts, he set to work immediately on a major work especially written for this violinist. This is without telling the violinist what he was up to. Our great composer worked on it a long time, then finished the work, and only then showed it to the violinist, who said, "I wish you had consulted with me first." The violinist said many parts were not well suited to the instrument, and the violinist refused the dedication of the work and refused to play the work in concert, and so our great composer was left with a large-scale violin concerto and no one to play it. So who was this great composer, and for extra credit, who was the ungrateful violinist?
Did you know that Washington, D.C. is the...
A lot of Russian messages. 10:31. Oh, time's up. Pencils down. The WGMS Great Composer Quiz. The great composer who didn't ask permission to write a concerto for a leading violinist and wound up holding the bag with his concerto inside it. Well, the violinist was Leopold Auer, who never did play this concerto. He went on to teach at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, while this concerto went on to become immortal. Here it is, played by Joshua Bell and the Cleveland Orchestra under Vladimir Ashkenazy, Violin Concerto in D Major by Tchaikovsky on Washington's Classical Station. Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with Joshua Bell and the Cleveland Orchestra led by Vladimir Ashkenazy on Washington's Classical Station.